During Taliban rule, hundreds of Afghans would fill the Ghazi Stadium in Kabul, but just not always for sports. The Taliban used the stadium as a venue to punish and even execute those accused of breaking the law. It didn't matter if you were a man or woman, the Taliban publicly punished anyone who didn't follow their interpretation of Islamic law. But since the fall of the Taliban government in 2001, Afghanistan's Olympic Committee spokesman, Mohammed Arif Paiman, says a lot has changed for sports venues such as the Ghazi Stadium.
Fortunately, the conditions have changed significantly here in the past 10 years. New venues have been established for sports, and other provinces have their own sports teams as well. Boys and girls are all taking part in sports. These players have medals both at home and abroad.
10 years ago, Afghan sports teams didn't officially participate in international sporting events. But now, Maihan Wali, the captain of Afghanistan's women's basketball team, says the teams are introducing the new Afghanistan to the world.
During the Taliban regime, boys and girls did not have the opportunity to participate in sports, and they weren't allowed to serve the country in the social sector. Now that the Taliban is no longer in power, both boys and girls are joining sports teams with enthusiasm. They want to serve the country through sports and earn the respect for the country and their families.
With this former venue of violence now a place for friendly competition, young Afghans hope the rest of their country will transform in a similar way. Sean Maroney, VOA News, Washington.